Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
And we wanted to take a quick visit here with our friend Dr. Scott Hardiman with Gateway ENT, also urgent specialist, to get your reaction. Doctor, thank you. It's Thursday, not Monday, for anybody who might be confused. Good to have you back here. Can't wait to hear what you think about what the CDC has just announced.
That is something, isn't it? Boy, it's every day is a new day. But that was, I think we were, you get an inkling that we were heading towards something like this just based upon the comments about first being able to hang around with other people that are fully vaccinated without a mask in your small knit communities and homes, to, you know, really the transmission outside is largely undetectable. We've kind of talked about that and know that. And then, you know, the case numbers have really been trending dramatically better across the United States as a whole. And so, you know, at some point, someone has to make a move to say we're getting back to some normalcy here and, you know, hopefully exiting the freeway. So, yeah, it was a big announcement today for sure.
When we had you on, I think it was this past Monday, I asked you, I was like, just point blank, is there a reason to wear a mask outside? And you said to me, no, not really. Like, there's the transmission. Yeah. That isn't really new information. The vaccinated folks being able to wear or to get rid of their mask indoors is a pretty big step for the CDC here. Can you kind of tell us the science behind what led them to make that part of this decision?
Yeah, I think it really comes down to a couple of issues. One is the efficacy of the vaccine as far as decreasing the ability to really contract the illness and certainly any severity of the illness. And two, that if you have been vaccinated, it's very, very unlikely that you would transmit the illness to someone else, even if you were to contract a low level or mild case of that. There are exceptions to everything, as you know. Nothing is completely crystal clear, but at some point we have to acknowledge that those are some realities of this. And so I think behind the scenes, what that says to us is that if you've been vaccinated, that you can shed these masks and that your risk to other people or to yourself getting the illness, even being around someone who might be unvaccinated who wasn't wearing a mask, you know, I think in reality, the risk of transmitting back and forth is really low at that point.
So for people who are listening right now and they've heard the CDC come out and suggest, you know, this was a huge announcement for vaccinated people, can you tell me what purpose masks do serve? Who should consider wearing a mask regardless of what the CDC has said or isn't saying right now? Where does the mask come in as an important part of preventing COVID from yourself or from other people?
So, you know, just to pivot back to, they're saying, of course, wear a mask if you're unvaccinated at this point, but they did put some exceptions in, and they said basically for large crowded environments or environments where there's going to be a number of people congregating together in close proximity to one another, there are some exceptions to that. Of course, following local, state, and business guidelines of what individual business may say. The premise of the mask all along really has been, you know, they'll say more source control than really to protect yourself. And so in the community, it has been wear a mask to protect those around you. That conversation and argument has been beat up left to right. It really has. And in reality, I think what's come down to is that they're moving away from the point of wearing masks. I think they're leaning all this on folks that are vaccinated to kind of give you a carrot to attempt to get vaccinated. Going forward, I would say, you know, the masks still have a position or a role if, you know, if there's potential that you're sick. Obviously, it slows the risk or lessens the risk if you're transmitting it to other people. People can argue back and forth both sides of it that it, there may be less filtration than was is really valuable in a mask. It just doesn't do a whole lot. But in reality, I think that stops large droplet transmission. They're learning more about aerosolization of this. And so the question mark is, do the masks really stop the aerosolization or move into small particles through them? So I don't know if this was ultimately a move to motivate people to get vaccinated, get some freedoms back by itself, or if it was, you know, kind of in combination with the knowledge that a lot of the transmission is aerosolized and masks may not have a whole lot of an impact on that one way or the other.
Dr. Hardeman, I talked to you just Monday about the broad national mandates that we had back in March, and you had said, yeah, probably not a good idea. We should have been more localized for sure. Now we're here again. We have another broad national unmandate. You know, I'm a fan of this one, but we're going the other way. We're still doing broad mandates. Is this the right way to go?
Well, they had to do it at some point because no one was really, I mean, schools and businesses and other facilities were, I don't think anyone really felt comfortable saying, hey, we're just going to cross the board say we're not going to require masks in our facility because, you know, the culture of this is that, you know, people get shut down pretty quickly if they make a decision to go one direction. We've seen that happen across the board. So, you know, I think unwinding this is good in the sense that it gives people, your businesses and individuals the power to sort of feel like they have some control over their own health at this point. But if someone feels more comfortable wearing a mask or if there's a business that chooses to do that because of their level of concern, they can do that, which that gives us that. I think what she said in the promo or run up to this was that you control this at this point as the individual to choose how that goes. And that is kind of a unique take on it, considering there's really, we haven't had that up until this point. You know, people have really just sort of given us the sort of authoritative position on what we should and shouldn't be doing.
Dr. Scott Hardeman joins us each Monday for a few segments in the noon hour to answer our questions and your questions about COVID, vaccines, wearing masks, all of that. And he's making a special guest appearance with us here on Thursday as the CDC has come out and pretty drastically relaxed the guidance on mask wearing. I'm curious what your thoughts are, you know, vaccines in and of the whole conversation. There are people who are apprehensive for a variety of reasons. There have been people who have been extremely excited and celebratory about the opportunity to do that. Are there circumstances where you would be apprehensive for other people to go get this vaccine? And are there people out there right now who just don't, in fact, need to get the vaccine?
Well, I think there are a few subgroups that the vaccines potentially may not have as much of a positive impact on them. A certain case of autoimmune disease or immunocompromised individuals, it may not be as effective. I think there's concern largely because of the concept and technology behind the current existing vaccines. Obviously, more on the horizon that are different, but I think people's concern is just largely around the fact that there's not a tremendous amount of long-term safety data on these. As we talked before, there's no question that they're efficacious as far as decreasing severity of illness and developing strong neutralizing antibodies. But with every passing day, we learn, you know, more about the safety of vaccines. Some of these studies have been ongoing since about now in human trials. There was prior work on mRNA vaccines in the past too. And so I think with each passing day, the level of concern begins to lessen a bit. But I think folks just have to sort of weigh that individually and look at, you know, their tolerances for side effects of vaccines. Short-term side effects are going to be known with them. That's pretty well established at this point, that they're generally safe. I think the concern folks have is just largely that there's not a tremendous amount of long-term safety data out there. And I think in the end, it will likely be the case that these are determined to be safe in a different age groups across the board over a couple of year period of time, which is generally what it takes for the FDA to grant full authorization of these for long-term trials. And all the folks that have been in those clinical trials will continue to participate in that study until that point.
Doctor, before we let you go, because we know you're short on time and we're grateful for the opportunity to speak with you today, the CDC has suggested that if you have been vaccinated, your life can rapidly start to return to normal. There are people who have had COVID, who have antibodies, who might be pressured now to get the vaccine so that they can do things. But that doesn't seem to me, as a non-expert, like sound medical advice to get a stick in the arm just so that you can be permitted to access particular things. Curious about your expert opinion on those who have got those antibodies, who have had COVID, who have thought, I don't need this vaccine because I have the antibodies. Any recommendation on what those individuals should be considering right now?
Right. So, you know, of course, the official position on that is that even folks who've had this before in documented cases get vaccinated. But I think we talked about this a little bit on Monday. I'm of the school of thought that we didn't get to the position today that we're in because of 4 or 5 months of the vaccine roll-up. I think that's been a huge part of it. But I think there's a tremendous amount of community spread that has happened already that has now contributed to decreasing numbers because people have had it and they have strong resistance to that. There's some arguments back and forth that perhaps the immunity with vaccination is more robust and more long lasting. We'll see with having a vaccine versus having it naturally. But we haven't seen tremendous high numbers of cases of recurrent infections. And the take home from that, I think, is that people who've had this illness, whether they're vaccinated or not, do have likely have some conferred immunity from that. So, you know, that's a sort of a slippery slope of when you go down the path of someone, people are making decisions to do what they need to do. I think now we're in a position where there's enough people who've had it and have been vaccinated to see that while there perhaps are some early side effects, maybe a little more robust inflammatory response, maybe in those individuals that had the illness and now getting vaccinated or essentially boosted again, it seems to be pretty safe in that group. So, you know, what will be interesting with this is that how this plays out. Obviously, businesses, hospitals, air travel, that industry, they're going to probably require proof of vaccination. But for the average person on the street or the average business, you know, there's no indication at this point that they're going to be required to do that. And in some states, they've really passed legislation to prevent people from having to show their vaccine status. So ultimately, how this plays out, it'd be difficult to know. But to your original question, I think that there's no question that those who've had the illness and convalesce that truly did have the illness do have conferred immunity from this and should feel pretty confident as well. In the end, what they decide to do, whether they get a vaccine or not, that's a decision that they have to make, I think.
Yeah, of course. Dr. Scott Hardiman, pleasure to speak with you today. We'll let you get back to your real work. We appreciate you stopping by here on the Andy Fry Show for a minute.
Thanks very much. We'll talk to you later.
Of course.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.